Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Yisrael Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our 14th installment on the Halachos of Mezuzah. I do want to clarify one point. We were discussing last time the casing of the mezuzah and the halachic status of sanctity of the casing of the mezuzah. To be very clear, the casing only attains that status once it's been used as casing for a mezuzah. The fact that it's sold that way in a store, or to be very candid, let's say someone gives a gift of a mezuzah casing, and the recipient of the gift takes one look at it and says, there's no way in the world I would ever post this in my house, and I don't want to have anything to do with this. That has no sanctity at that point in time. It only has a sanctity if it was actually used for the purpose of holding off a mezuzah. The Rabbeinu Bachya says some very interesting things about the outlook of the mitzvah mezuzah. As we've discussed during the series, he describes that the mezuzah is a protection on the home. It's a very powerful thing to think about as one enters one's home, as one leaves one's home, that what makes me safe is but the grace of God. It's not the mazel, it's not the constellation, it's not even the Department of Defense, it's not even the CIA. Though we owe them much gratitude, and all those people who put their lives on the line for our safety, we owe them much gratitude. But at the end of the day, it's the goodness of God. It's actually very powerful to think about in our day and age. We should always be protected from dangers and those who want to do danger to us. But it's a powerful thing to think about. The Rabbeinu Bachya adds, even when we're asleep at night, when we don't even know what's going on, our protection on our doorpost is the grace of God. As we've discussed earlier in the series, there are two sections. The first two sections of Shema are in the mezuzah. That's what it says in there. And what we speak of in there is the oneness of God. What do we mean when we talk about the oneness of God? What we mean is the recognition that everything that happens in our lives is from God. We also, whether we perceive it as good, whether we perceive it as bad, it's all from God. And it all ultimately is for our good and for our purpose and our benefit, whether or not we understand it, whether or not we ever understand it. It also speaks in Shema of the tremendous value of the study of Torah and speaking of the words of Torah, and that these words of Torah are so essential that we need to have words from this Torah on our doorpost, and of course also in the Tefillin. Those are really the main points in the first paragraph of Shema. The main unique point in the second paragraph of Shema is the concept of reward and punishment, and that the recognition that everything that we do is watched by God and is rewarded. Now, it's very important to realize, it's a little bit confusing, because in the second paragraph of Shema, it's very explicit that if you do good things, you'll have good things happen to you. If you do bad things, you'll have bad things happen to you. The Ramban famously says that this paragraph of Shema is in the plural, and the point is that we only have a guarantee of tit for tat, so to say, when Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people as a nation, are doing good or doing bad. So if Klal Yisrael is doing good, everything will go great. If Klal Yisrael as a whole is unfortunately doing badly, there'll be terrible tragedy for the people. We absolutely believe in reward and punishment as individuals. Absolutely, but that the reward or punishment is not as obvious in a correlation to the deed. So we could do something tremendous and we will be rewarded. We absolutely believe we'll be rewarded, but it won't necessarily manifest itself in the report of our stock fund the next time we get it in the mail. And it won't necessarily manifest itself in how much it rains. It won't necessarily manifest itself in the agriculture, and it won't necessarily manifest itself in our health, and so on and so forth. But it will manifest itself some way, sometime. But this basic belief in schar va'onesh, of reward and punishment, is the point made in the second paragraph of Shema. It's just a very powerful thing to think about as we walk in and out of our homes. The oneness of the Creator, the tremendous value and centrality of Torah in our lives, and our belief in reward and punishment. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.